Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:34 on a Wednesday evening in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Well, Pure Michigan, it's not only a successful tourism advertising campaign, but it's driving business and bank loans to the state. The Pure Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism held earlier this week. One of the speakers was Paul Brown, Vice President of Capital Services for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Paul joins me now to talk about this recent dynamic. Paul, thanks for coming on the program this evening.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having
me. So what is it about these ads that the out-of-staters are falling for? Is it Tim Allen's smooth voice or those shoreline shots in the commercial?
I don't know, but they bring a tear to my eye as well, and they have made a big difference not only in the success of tourist-related businesses, but also banks, even surprisingly, banks' willingness to lend to them.
So How do we know this is a fact? Are you getting anecdotal evidence? Are you being told that, you know, we saw these commercials and we feel that Michigan is a good place to invest now?
All of the above. We really see a lot of hard data in terms of SBA loans, especially the 504, which does a majority probably of your typical restaurants, small hotels in the state. Michigan is actually leading the country in the number of those loans. And that's coming from a place a couple of years ago where it was near the bottom.
And so in terms of the reasoning behind it, I mean, we certainly have other reputation issues. We have Detroit, and we've got the ongoing crisis there, the financial crisis. I mean, how is that being balanced out when it comes to, I guess, what they're seeing in the Pure Michigan ad campaign?
Well, really in two ways. The first is understandable. The Pure Michigan campaign has been so successful in driving tourism to the state that those tourism-related businesses are seeing great increases in their revenue, which obviously is the main decision-maker factor in a bank's decision to lend. But also, in the depths of the recession, we really did have an image problem, and bankers are human too, and I think the subconscious of the depression, really, that Michigan was in made them reluctant, especially the national banks. You can't say that they redlined Michigan, but that is what it almost resulted in. And we've really seen a 180-degree change in most of those banks' perception of Michigan, as well as targets of how much they would like to lend in Michigan. And I think a lot of, if not all of that, has to do with the Pure Michigan ad campaign.
I'm talking to Paul Brown, the Vice President of Capital Services for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. So, Paul, you manage the bulk of the state's $2 billion 21st Century Jobs Fund, which consists of venture capital, private equity, and other investments. What are some of the bigger projects that the fund is now being allocated to, and are there any significant ones here in the Lansing area?
There are many in the Lansing area, but they are spread out throughout the state. We're very aggressive in the early stage investments. We do all of our programs use private sector decision makers, where we enhance the private sector capital source, which allows them to stretch their capital both in the amount of capital that they're able to lend or invest in a business, or to the actual deals which without our money they wouldn't have been able to do at all. We are seeing in the equity space a lot of early stage companies coming out of MSU and a lot of the research investment happening there, as well as the more traditional manufacturers around Ingham County and the Lansing area who have been able to access debt capital from banks using our program.
What's the typical size of an investment that the 21st Century Jobs Fund makes?
Well, through our equity side, we invest in venture capital firms, which then invest in individual businesses. They run the gamut, but for the most part, these are equity investments around $1 to $3 million in a firm's growth strategy. On the debt side, where we participate in loans, either adding cash that acts as collateral for a business or in actually purchasing a portion of the loan from the bank and given a grace period in principal and interest on the portion that we hold. For the bank debt, Our average loan size is a little over $3 million, and our participation in that is just about $1 million.
Now, putting aside the image that the Pure Michigan ad campaign has given to the state, there have been some real changes. We got rid of the Michigan business tax, and it seems that we, at the moment, have the most business or pro-business state government in the country. Is there anything that's really holding investors and out-of-state companies from coming to the state right now?
I don't think so. Not from locating in the state. The only thing that we still see as a drag on the economy is what's happening in Europe, as well as sometimes some of the D.C. Political activity. We watch lending almost on a daily basis, and you can see as those international and national news stories and crises hit, that everyone, right from the businesses to the banks, tend to slow up a little when that happens. But in terms of a business environment here in Michigan, I think it's the best in the country, and we're seeing those commitments from national and international firms to the state because of that.
Well, how concerned are those who may want to bring their business to Michigan in our local budgetary issues with so many municipalities cutting services? Is that a major consideration for potential employers to come to cities here in the state?
I definitely don't think it helps perception-wise, but in terms of the impact on their individual businesses or operations that will may be located in those cities, I don't see that having much of an impact.
You know, some say that part of the issue is you're trying to encourage people to come live here, trying to bring their families, and if we're cutting our schools, we're making cuts to road repairs, it doesn't help that effort.
Yeah, quality of life is one of the first things that businesses who are considering looking or growing in Michigan ask us about. I think we obviously have a great quality of life in Michigan, but those services that municipalities in the state offers are key to that quality of life.
Well, okay, what about Detroit then? It is our biggest city, and for many out-of-staters, it's the first thing they think about when it comes to Michigan. Anyone that's driven through the city knows it is less than inspiring when it comes to attracting people to live and work there. How much of an impact do you think that's having on our statewide, not only image, but our ability to draw business to the state?
Well, it's mixed. Detroit is obviously one of the main symbols of Michigan, and around the country there are mixed perceptions of it. But in general, the political troubles that it has, I think these are growing pains. I think the governor is working incredibly hard with also a great mayor of Detroit to solve those problems and to come up with a solution. And the rest of the country recognize that it is going in the right direction. But also the perception of Detroit has changed like that of Michigan, and that there's a lot of exciting things happening in Detroit. And I think people are starting to recognize that, and more young people are starting to see it as a viable place for them to move.
You know, some say what's going to save Detroit is more jobs, more business being brought to the city. Obviously, it's going to go through some very hard times here in the next several years. What do you think is the key to doing that, considering, having been there myself recently, I mean, you really see a crumbling infrastructure, and you see a lot of areas that look less than welcoming?
Well, that's not an area that I focus on as much, but I have worked and gone to school in Detroit, and it's been struggling for many years, but there's still so many great people in Detroit and so many great areas, and I think it's better than it was a year ago or even 10 years ago, and I think it's moving in the right direction, and people recognize it. And when you go downtown now, because of so many of the great commitments of the politicians or the businesses down there, that there really is an energy that I haven't seen since the time that I lived down there a decade ago.
Paul Brown, Vice President of Capital Services for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Paul, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.